My name's Sean Collier, and here with the setup for this week's film is Aaron Kleiber.
Laura is just a sweet girl from Soho, and she loves kickboxing with her friends.
Boom, pa, cha.
And proving all the boys wrong as a bike courier.
Ding, 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 ding.
But until she finds out that her dad is a secret Indiana Jones slash James Bond, she starts following a map and things get wacky. Check out Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, this week on You Can't Handle the Truth.
Right. Thanks for listening to You Can't Handle the Truth. Make sure that you subscribe to it. Give them a rating and a review. If you like the episode, just share it. It like takes a second to click that button. And then you can catch me on Add It Up with Your Best Friend Addie, where I interview musicians and comics, just anybody I find entertaining, sometimes including Sean and Aaron. And we tackle a different topic every episode. So come and laugh along with us.
It is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, March 16th,
yeah,
2018. What the hell was that crap?
What the hell was that?
Oh, jeez.
That's not how to start it off, right? Well, we are.
What, the podcast or the movie franchise? Neither. Neither. We're going to tell you about Tomb Raider and talk about some other stuff. Look, I don't want to give away too much too early, but woof.
Woof is right. Buzz your girlfriend. Woof.
It was. All right. Hey, a quick programming note going forward.
Yeah, you might have noticed.
Yeah. We didn't do an episode last week. What we're going to be doing going forward, we're going to do the episodes that we think you're going to be interested
in.
That we want to do. Yeah. And that we think that you're going to want to hear. The one thing that we've always seen looking at the numbers is when we're talking about a big movie that people want to talk about.
Movies that you really want to go see.
You guys are listening. And when we do, you know, Den of Thieves or... I always flash back to that, like, Vanessa Hudgens, what was it?
Oh, yeah.
That was episode one.
Yeah.
Or no, there was that one. It wasn't Vanessa Hudgens. It was the pop singer, Demi Lovato.
Cardi B.
Demi Lovato Christian movie. Yeah.
Christian Slater?
No, it was like a faith movie.
Oh, the movie where she was like an addict
or
a teen pregnancy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was.
Hey.
But also, we had nothing to say.
No. Yeah. We're trying to avoid times where we have nothing to say.
So if it's something that you really really want to see, or if it's something.
Yeah.
Like Tomb Raider.
Oh yeah. No, that does not mean we're only going to do good movies. We're going to do movies that are going to be hilariously bad too.
I feel like here's the thing.
Yeah.
Sean and I both love movies.
Yes.
Sean technically does this for a living.
Yeah.
We're both comedians, and I feel like when there's a great movie, we can be film critics.
Right.
We can love movies.
Yeah.
And when there's a terrible movie, you'll get the comedians.
Yeah. That's the balance. So
this is a new form.
Yeah, a little bit. So there's going to be some weeks that we skip when there's not a good topic to talk about.
That's fine.
The good news, I'm going to try. I haven't even talked to you about this. I'm going to try. The publicity company in Philadelphia is doing a little bit better job of letting me know when the embargo is up. It used to be just they said, don't talk about anything till Friday morning.
Right, right.
Now they're telling me you could talk about this Wednesday, you could talk about this Tuesday, you could talk about it now in some cases.
Yeah.
So when we can get one to you early, before it's even in theaters,
we might
do
as well.
No, spoiler free, of course, as we
always
are.
Yeah, always spoiler free.
But wanted to let you know about that right off the bat. There it is. Tomb Raider. Okay, listen.
Where do we start with this?
It's not like the original Tomb Raider films with Angelina Jolie.
No.
Not classics to begin with.
It was, if you heard my intro, that was, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
I felt it had comedic value, but also told you what you needed to hear.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the girls from like Sex and the City.
Oh my God.
Was thrown into an action movie.
Yeah.
It was like, what? Now I just want to start off when the trailer first dropped.
Uh huh.
I was 0% convinced.
Yeah.
Because I just thought it was Alicia Vikander.
Yes.
She just didn't fit the role.
No.
You know.
And I like her.
She's amazing.
She's got an Oscar. I really liked her in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, yes.
Of course, she got her Oscar for The Danish Girl. She's good. She's a good actress. She knows what she's doing.
Absolutely.
And this has a number of good performers in it. Dominic West from The Wire. You all right there?
Yeah. That's crazy. Something crawled on me.
Oh, you jumped up like you had been bit.
I know. I felt like I got bit.
In the nethers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there's a bug or something. Holy crap.
All right, we're gonna sit over there next time.
We're not editing this. This is live.
No, this all goes
something
in.
Something definitely I thought bit me in the booty cake.
That's
right in the bottom of the cheek.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay. Maybe I don't know what to tell you about that.
What were we talking about now?
Dominic West is his name from The Wire.
Oh, he's a great actor.
And Walton Goggins. Love him.
Amazing.
And why did you go get world-class actors
and miscast
Laura
Croft? You really did.
You know, like, I don't...
At this point...
It's nothing against Alicia. She's good. No. I want Ronda Rousey to play Laura Croft.
Honestly, Sean,
yeah.
You could be a producer.
Yeah.
Like, give her a vehicle. Sure.
Yeah, because
you had a really great point.
What?
Get Ronda Rousey to play Laura Croft. You know why?
Why?
Because Laura Croft doesn't have to be a good actor.
No, not at all. And you know what you don't want to do with Laura, which is exactly what this movie did, is like really get into who she is as a person. I don't care.
Her background.
She's there to raid tombs. That's all that matters.
And by the way, they took all of her skills away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's not like a highly skilled... But no. Then all of a sudden she is?
You know,
like one scene where she's a helpless victim, like crying, and then the next minute she's Rambo.
Oh, and what is her training to know how to jungle survival, hand-to-hand combat art? What's her training?
Well, she's in a kickboxing club.
She takes MMA classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another reason to go get Rhonda. But anyway, the point is, this makes this not just... a Tomb Raider movie, a Laura Croft origin story.
Yeah.
You know what I never did?
And it is.
Over Surge and Cheetos in 1998 playing on my PlayStation 1. I never thought to myself, gee, I wonder where this pixel lady comes from.
Exactly.
No, give me the guns and put me in the tomb. That's what the movie should have done.
Yeah, there is a good 25-minute backstory of just like, well, like the intro I gave, just simple Laura.
Yeah.
Just hanging out, living life, you know.
Which had nothing to do with anything that was to follow.
Nothing.
It was just establishing that her dad's missing, like...
She's a whippersnapper? She's a whippersnapper.
She doesn't take no guff from the boys.
She's a bike messenger with all boys, and they're like, "Girl, what are you doing here? This is a boy's job."
Go be
a bike messenger.
There was a pitch meeting where someone said, like, can we get SZA to cover Girls Just Want to Have Fun for the soundtrack? That was somebody's idea. 100%. It's so, and look, we know what this is. This is Indiana Jane, right? This is supposed to be,
they do not set up that she has any skills.
No.
They even revealed that she did not even go to college.
Yes.
So.
And she's constantly like,
and
she's around people who have worked their whole lives, and she's like, I know how to solve the Japanese puzzle box. Like, no.
Exactly.
I don't know what accent that was.
That's fine.
That was like Wales, New Zealand. That was bad.
It did give a little New Zealand.
It was bad.
That's fine.
What the hell was I talking about? Oh, my God.
There's so much.
Let me tell you. How does an Indiana Jones movie start? Does it start with a voiceover from Sean Connery about an ancient myth followed by 20 minutes of Indy... going about his business?
Nope.
No, there's a
instant
big
adventure.
Thing, adventure thing
Open
that happens at the
adventure.
Beginning.
Yeah.
And it's it establishes who that character was so much. And it's not just Indiana Jones. Movies knew how to do this for a while. Uh-huh. You start hot, and in that, you establish who this character is through directing it well and through having an appropriately cast performer.
Right.
And then you can flash back and set up the world a little bit more because the audience is already hooked.
Yeah, but
none of that.
Instead, we're going to cue up some European hip-hop music and some scratching records.
Oh, my God.
And watch Laura Croft get her ass beat at MMA class.
But before that, the intro was
sorry
like,
to spoil the first 4 minutes of the movie, but...
Yeah. Hey.
Just letting you know.
I mean, it was an accurate video game adaptation in that as soon as the intro started, I was waiting to press X and skip to the...
Skip the cutscene.
Effing game. Yeah.
Oh, so that you can go play the multiple scenes in the movies where she has to complete a challenge?
I mean, yeah.
By the way,
it was a video. It was
throughout the whole movie, it was like this girl who is plucked out of college at Villanova,
yeah,
all of a sudden is on real world Road Rules, Legend of the Hidden Temple. Like,
how about.
Like,
I mean, minor action sequence spoilers. How about when she falls out of a rusted old plane,
uh-huh,
grabbing onto a parachute at the last minute, pulls the cord on the parachute without it being attached to her,
yes,
somehow holds onto it anyway.
That doesn't, no.
It disintegrates. Mm-hmm. She crashes to the ground unhurt.
Well,
she got a little boo-boo on her tum-tum. That's it.
Great point, and I know what you're saying, and I know some people say, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
That happens in other action movies with men, so it does with women, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you set up a character to be a more-than-human hero, which they did not.
No, this is an 18-year-old bike messenger,
right,
not Wonder Woman.
So they go from one moment to where, like, she, like, gets bumped, and she's like, owie.
Yeah.
And the next minute, she's a superhuman.
let's not forget. In the opening
scene. She's superhuman.
In her opening scene MMA class, she gets her ass kicked.
Right.
And then nothing happens. And an hour later, she's choking out 225-pound terrorists.
Yes.
It's
bananas.
It's, you know, the thing that always jumps out at me about a badly written movie.
She's also 5'3".
Oh, yeah. She's the size of, you said at one
she's
point,
a,
they flash
oh
back
my gosh.
They flash back to her as a child, and the child's the same height she is as an adult.
She's
it's 11-year-old.
Like, the 11-year-old is,
yeah,
as big as the adult actress.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, this always bothers me in badly written movies, which this is a badly written movie. And hey, good news. One of the writers is writing
up
Captain Marvel. Isn't that awesome? Anyway.
Yeah, it made me sad. I'm really looking forward to that movie.
Captain Marvel's going to have other writers. I mean, but this was really bad. I'm not even going to name them. The director's name is Roar Utag from Norway.
Do you think these writers get booted after Marvel sees this?
I mean, I think... I don't know. I mean, you can always blame the editing process, but I mean, that's already being shot. I mean, it's.
Oh, right, it is.
Yeah, they're underway. There are other writers. There's at least three credited screenplay writers, only one of which was involved in this. But in any case,
real quick, by the way,
yeah.
I just want to mention, if there's nothing wrong with your podcast, I keep turning off the microphone to cough and sneeze because I have the flu.
Okay, great.
I'll mark this microphone.
Especially in bad action movies, the drama and the tension doesn't come out of, you know, them setting up difficult circumstances.
Right.
It comes out of two things. The villains just not killing people when they have a chance.
Uh-huh.
And the heroes making stupid decisions and then going like, oh, it's because we need to be strong.
Right, right.
There's nothing, you know, this is way at the climax, so I'm not going to call it out, but there's a moment, you know, where she, like, in the final thing, and she, down in the, like, they're constantly doing things that don't even make sense for them.
Right.
Just to create another opportunity for her to run and jump. This is a movie about running and then jumping while you're running.
It's a bunch of, like, real world road rules challenges.
Oh, my God.
Also, everything that happens, which... here's the thing about developing a hero in a movie is that everything she does is not by her own strength. It's like by like sheer luck.
Yes.
It's like she literally rolls snake eyes 14 times in this movie.
Yeah.
In
snake,
a row.
Snake eyes is bad.
Oh.
You want to roll seven.
Sevens and 11s.
Sevens
My
and 11s.
Bad.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sick.
That's okay.
Seven and 11
You're not a big
every
gambler.
Time.
I've never seen you gamble.
Like killing it. I actually say 7-Eleven in one of my jokes.
Yeah.
How did I not remember
Do you gamble?
That?
I don't think you gamble.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I did watch Casino yesterday.
Okay, that's good.
While I was sick. I was really excited.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what else? What even? And I understand what happened because I played one of the recent video games for like a day.
I did too.
It was good, but I don't get hooked into, you know what I got? I got one of them Super Nintendo Classics. You heard about those?
Yeah,
the little thing?
Yeah.
That's I can get into.
Nice.
But the games now are not about like shooting dinosaurs. It's about these like, you know, running and jumping and climbing and survival in the, you know, difficult circumstances. So they tried to make a movie like that, but that's not a good idea.
No.
Why did look? If you're making the Tomb Raider movie, you need two things: Lara Croft and a tomb. That it doesn't have to tie
That's
in
it.
Beyond that.
We do not need to see what her day job is.
Yeah,
Tomb Raider. I mean, you're trying to reboot Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
it doesn't need to be a teen drama.
You know what's and you know
about not having a dad and like what?
And you know what's? I was thinking. The originals aren't good. I don't even remember if I saw those
I remember
movies.
Seeing them. I mean,
I probably did.
Well, you know, at the time, you know, Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
Let's go watch. Yeah, let's go watch her kick some dude's asses.
Yeah.
Of course.
But the drop-off from that to this is like, this is Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. This is Tomb Raider, Andrew Garfield, Amazing Spider-Man version. This franchise.
Yeah.
That's, and it's, and the originals weren't good, but that's the level of drop off. It's like the why are you making this? What's wrong with you? What were you trying to do here?
Yeah, I don't know. And you know, spoilers aside, I mean, I think they're thinking that they're going to make a couple of these.
Oh, absolutely. This was set up. This is one of those times where it's not just that they tease a sequel. It's that like the entire movie feels like the opening act of the story
they're trying
to tell.
And I don't want to see anymore.
That I mean, my expectations were low, and this went way lower.
I agree.
I thought, you know, maybe it's going to be a little more fun than I thought. And here's the other thing. This is a little spoilery, just vaguely.
But, you know.
I've referred to the fact that there are bad guys, right?
Yes.
The bad guy in this movie is supposed to be the fucking tomb. It's not, we don't need to have like an evil group of, or you know,
and
we,
you know what?
We
there
need
are
to get
some
to the
ancillary characters sometimes.
Yeah, but you know? But we need to get to the place and have a giant, you know, tomb puzzle with pitfalls and like there doesn't need to be, oh, we've layered in this evil criminal element. No.
Sure, maybe they're just a roadblock.
Yeah.
Also, none of this is about... I don't want to give that away.
I'm just saying the whole thing was boring. That part in the middle, the part in the middle where they had to deal with the guys was the most boring of a beginning to end boring movie.
I was about to give something away. I don't know. It's really not about treasure.
No.
It's supernatural.
And when...
That was way different.
And you want to talk about...
It's almost like... We want to have an Indiana Jones twist.
If I hadn't gone to buy those milk duds, would this have made more sense? Or because it strikes me that there was no...
I told you what happened.
There was no reason for them to go in there, really.
They were looking for something.
We'll have to talk about that later because we can't say without spoiling it. But it like I didn't make a thing that made the rest of the movie make sense. It just didn't really add up to anything. All right. That's Tomb Raider, guys.
Tomb Raider.
Did you like where I tried to... I don't think there's a Tomb Raider theme song. In the intro, I just started going...
Yeah, that's fine, you know.
Yeah, like John
Random
Williams.
Random adventure music.
Just John Williams light.
And it's totally fine.
Couple of other things.
All right.
Couple of other things really quick. We've only been talking for 19 minutes.
That's
there's
okay.
There's just not a lot to say
People
about Tomb Raider.
People don't want to listen about Tomb Raider very long.
We're not going to do a full, you know, Oscars postmortem because it's 2 weeks ago by the time you heard this.
Yeah, you guys took care of it.
But very briefly, what'd you think about win for Shape of Water? Did you see that coming?
I thought it was possible.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's the caliber it is that other people do. I just don't.
Oh yeah, I know. It was the bottom.
It was very.
It was the
good.
Bottom of your top ten. You
it was,
liked it.
It was very good, but I mean, it's not best picture. I mean, it's.
Did you have?
I think it's beautiful. I think the art direction is incredible. We've talked about this over and over, but
yeah,
the story is not very original.
You don't, yeah, there's that's going.
It's
on.
Really not.
I'm choosing
I mean,
not
it's,
to buy it just so I can enjoy the film more.
I really think Three Billboards was really creative. I really do. I thought it was very well written.
Well, it's interesting because that's, you know, when we did the episode previewing, it was all about, you know, if the Academy is different now, you know, like we saw with Moonlight, if Academy is different now, Get Out or Shape of Water will win. And if it's not, Three Billboards will win.
Right.
And it definitely is starting to seem like when they made that big push to diversify the membership, then you got some people who don't vote for the thing that you're expecting them to vote for anymore.
I don't know. Is that true, you think?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I've heard, all I know is Facebook rumors. So
is what?
What you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, after all of the Oscar So White years, you remember that for a couple
sure.
of years ago, they brought in hundreds of new people and a really big emphasis on bringing in a younger and more diverse
sure, of course.
Group of voters. And that was, you know, it was said, okay, that's how Moonlight beat La La Land.
Right.
La La Land obviously right. widely expected to win. Then kind of the narrative this year was that a one-off? Was that like a one-off, like, okay, we'll go for it this year? And it seems like, no, it seems like, you know, we kind of have to throw the playbook out on what we expect to win an Oscar.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
We
took a while.
We should not be able to guess what's going to win.
Right, which is great.
Yeah, and that's good for Hollywood. It's good
Absolutely.
For movies.
And
you know?
Because
honestly, I mean, out of all of those best pictures, I would say if 4-1, mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
Well, and more than that, it's, you know, I know that this particularly was not your favorite, but you know that a movie like Shape of Water for years and years and years would never have a chance to be nominated.
Absolutely not.
Weird sci-fi movie
right.
from a director like Del Toro.
Right.
So it's exciting to see, you know, our studio's going to figure out, oh, if we just let our talented people do what they want, we can get rewarded for that.
I mean, I think that's the trend every year is that no matter what, I think the studios that want to win statues, they make good things, but then, you know... Mm-hmm. There's also because a lot of people complain like they're not making good movies anymore.
Yeah.
Well, all the best pictures are pretty good movies every year.
Yes,
they are.
I don't
so
like
they're
to
making
hear
good
that,
movies
you know,
if you can't find
right
five best pictures
yeah
or I would even say even 10
sure
then it's not a good year.
Yeah. You know? No, I agree with that.
Like if you're looking at a top five of best pictures and two of them are like they're fine.
Right.
Like, that's rough.
I think, you know, a lot of people say, oh, there's no original stories anymore. There's no good.
I think this year was actually a little light. I do.
You think the 2017 was a bit of a rough year?
I do. I thought The Darkest Hour was, that was the best. That was nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was boring.
That wasn't good. That was my biggest. I had two big disappointments on Oscar night. I knew it wasn't going to happen, but I didn't want Gary Oldman to win. To me, that was a very, like... You know, anybody worth their weight can give that performance.
Gary
older
Oldman
British actor could have
won
done that.
Four Oscars for his character work to begin with.
Yeah, this wasn't to me. This was not the time to give him the. Isn't he? Aren't it's time to give him an award? Not with Daniel Kaluuya in there. That's best actor. That was Daniel Kaluuya in Get Out. To me, was absolutely the best performance of the year among the acting categories.
He was. He was very good.
Yeah. And it's too nerdy, but I'm pissed about Best Documentary. That was some bullshit. But
super film nerd alert.
Yeah. Well, it's that you didn't watch any of those. Did you see any documentaries last year?
I don't remember.
No, it's I have to force myself. Icarus won. I hated Icarus. Hated it.
Okay.
And Faces Places was great, and I thought it was going to win, and I'm devastated. Nobody cares. The point is, good enough Oscar night. I enjoyed it.
You never know.
Good show. Jimmy Kimmel is doing well, I think.
He's fine.
He's doing a good
show. He was good.
Yeah.
He was good. Touched on the right things.
Yep.
Made fun of a couple things. Good. Let the men have it. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
What do you think of that? People want Maya Rudolph and Tiffany Haddish to co-host after their bit.
I would let Tiffany Haddish like prove herself a little bit more.
Yeah, she's coming up fast.
Yeah, I'd let her do something.
Well, yeah,
I'd let her earn her worth.
Get the get like the American Music Awards.
I know right now that seems harsh, but
yeah,
that's my opinion. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know what's happening.
She is just really, really likable.
Yeah,
and I think that's the thing.
Good for her.
Yeah,
good. I'd ride that to the bank too.
Yeah, she's absolutely doing that.
Actually, I would love to see. I watched the Spirit Awards.
Oh yeah,
some pieces.
Oh, who hosted?
John Mulaney and Nick Kroll.
Yeah,
for the last two years have hosted the Independent Spirit Awards.
Yeah,
and go watch their opening monologues or duo bits.
Yeah,
throughout the entire show, and they are hysterical.
I miss the Spirit
including them bringing out Kristen Wiig playing a fictional 110-year-old actress.
Oh, that's good.
Oh my gosh, I was crying.
What do you think about Kristen Wiig as a Wonder Woman villain? Think she could do it?
I will give all the credit into the world to comedians that they can do anything that any actor can do. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you think that's right?
But
we've seen some dramatic stuff from her before.
I just worry about just like Alicia Vikander is. I don't know about the physicality.
Well,
I don't know if I'm going to buy.
Well, in a
Target lady jumping around attacking Wonder Woman. Which I hope I'm not going to see. But it's a DC movie, so we probably will.
It could.
Yeah, Sean, DC's not great.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman wasn't as good, Sean.
It was excellent.
it was
9 out of 10.
It was good.
It was
like an 8.
Well, here's
7.9.
Here's a question. people like that a lot.
They're just making Sean grind his teeth.
Yeah, a little bit. That's the dynamic. That's the repartee.
Look, someone like Kristen Wiig. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope she gets $20 million. You know?
Wonder Woman and Logan. Both people liked them a lot. They both had that kind of fringy Oscar.
Yeah.
Could one of these get nominated for Best Picture? Wasn't quite there.
Were people really saying that Wonder Woman can get nominated for Best Picture?
It was really close.
I can't handle that. That's crazy.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Maybe your opinion of the film was a little low.
Then
maybe
Black Panther should win Best Picture.
That's what I'm coming to ask. Does Black Panther get nominated a year from now?
Honest, I mean, probably not.
I feel like it might.
But listen, it is one of the richest stories, if not the richest story of all of Marvel films.
Well, you know, I mean,
movie was like, it was deep.
Oh, yeah.
It was family, father issues, faith. Like, it was.
I was thinking back to, you know, this time last year, I said Logan and Wonder Woman are both in my top 5 superhero movies. And if that's true, then I think Black Panther is like number 2 on my list of superhero movies.
Right now, it's 2 for me.
Like Dark Knight, Black Panther.
Oh, you're saying Dark Knight. I'm thinking Marvel. Marvel movies.
I'm saying any superhero movie.
Oh, it's of all time?
Yeah.
Man, let me think. I mean, it might crack top 5.
Oh, I think it's definitely top 5. I don't have a lot.
We got to start naming some movies.
I don't have a lot of love for, you know, 20th century superhero movies. I mean, Tim Burton's Batman is good, but still kind of a mess.
And it's really good.
It's really good, but it's a goofy, like, it's a little bit of a goof. It's a little bit of a
so good.
Yeah, but it's
it's a little goofy with like the Prince stuff. And,
yeah,
like, the dancing and stuff.
Yeah, it goes a little bit into, like, can we get away with this?
1989.
No, I know. It's very, very good. But it's not, that's not something that I'd be talking about. Should Batman have been nominated for Best Picture in 1989?
I mean, Superman.
Eh.
Really?
I mean, I like it. Okay. I think superhero movies figured themselves out.
Sure, sure.
In the 21st century.
Yeah.
So all of mine would
be
fairly
interesting.
Recent.
I'd have to really go through it, but I mean, there's no denying Black Panther would be up there in single digits for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go see it again, everybody.
Yeah.
Just keep going. I'm going to go again. What else do we want to get? Congratulations on your comedy special.
Yeah, well, wait, did I?
We haven't been on since then.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that went well.
I got a cough again.
Yeah. Aaron's coughing.
I think that's why I'm sick, because I went straight from my comedy special.
Oh, you did a festival.
I rested for about 2 days, and I went and did one of the biggest comedy festivals in the country, Gilda's Laugh Fest.
Yeah.
In Michigan.
How'd that go?
And amazing. It's amazing. I was on a lineup with amazing comics like Emma Willman, Grant Lyon, Alice Wetterlin. A lot of great comics. I was really happy to meet some new friends. And what's really cool about this is that Gilda's Laugh Fest, it's really just for Gilda's Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they raise, just from a comedy festival, 15% of their annual budget.
Huh.
That is unbelievable.
That, and if you know nonprofits, that is an incredible
amount of
percentage
money
of your operating budget.
I mean, yeah.
But that was right after the special.
Then I came home and I got really sick.
We talked a lot about the special beforehand. We'll talk more about it in the future. But from where I was sitting, and people keep coming up to me and saying, "Hey, congratulations!" And I just stress, I had the easiest job of anybody in the building.
You kind of did.
I showed up, ate little
even
cheese
my
and
wife
sausage.
Wendy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
She had to watch three kids,
right,
and make sure they didn't run on stage,
which. Came very close to happening.
There's a photo of it.
Very, very close.
There's a photo.
I showed up. I ate little cheese and sausage. There was some pimento loaf.
That's right.
And then I went out. And I got to tell you, I got very nervous before that first show. Because
it's packed.
Well, yeah, and I don't usually get nervous for stand-up. But I got there and I realized, I've got to hit. This is a lot of people and I got to hit them hard in 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then I walked out there and realized how pumped that crowd was. And
yeah,
I was like,
cool.
Oh, this is going to be easy. I just have to keep swinging, and they're going to love it. And you brought them all there.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was all there. It's all for you, Aaron. It's all for you. And then the nun jumps and is doing the omen. But yeah, more on the future of that special.
I love that you just called back a horror movie. That was great.
I don't know where that came.
It's all for you, Damien.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Oh, I know what you're...
Yeah,
you're not quoting a horror movie, and I'm going to be stumped.
And finally, last little topic. Here's what happened. Friday afternoon, I was bored.
Mess. Yeah.
I was trying to avoid doing my job for a little while. And I started writing down, I was like, people like brackets in March. People like to talk about little debates.
You got creative.
And I was like, I wonder if I did like a best Disney song bracket, if anyone would get into it. And I'm not one of them Disney super fans. You know a couple of them life. But
I know a lot being a dad.
Yeah. I have very strong opinions about what the best Disney songs were.
Mm.
And I'm not revealing it until after this
Excellent.
All plays out.
But it's still going on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I was just curious to see if other people's thoughts match my own. So I posted, like, should I do this?
Right.
That thread got 350 comments.
Crazy.
And I was like, I guess I'm doing it. And I am every couple days, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you can vote. I'm posting two of them a day. 32 songs.
Wow.
March Madness.
You're doing some serious research.
Disney. Oh yeah, I went deep into it.
Your office sounds really weird this week.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. So I'll just ask you.
The colors of the wind. What does Sean call you're doing in there?
Yeah, when it got to like people would like suggest weird old ones like
Song
from
of the South
from Arista. Yeah, we put a if anyone would say it's racially problematic, it's out of the tournament.
Yeah,
we're having
not
fun
in there.
Here.
It's
let's
not, in there.
Let's not get to have the debate.
That's good of you, National Geographic.
Yeah. So I'll just ask you, because I'm not revealing. Aaron, what are the best
Disney
songs?
Hey, has Disney ever apologized for some of their movies? What about the child trafficking movie Pinocchio?
Yeah, if they feel bad enough, they just put it like Song of the South. It's vaulted. No one can see it. You're not allowed to watch it. What are the best Disney songs?
We cough.
Yeah.
You know, I can only go with some of my favorites growing up.
Yeah.
And some of the ones that my kids have gotten into.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites, I've always loved Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jungle Book. I love King Louie's song.
King Louie's song is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I Want to Be Just Like You. I mean,
yeah, that's great.
There's a lot of really great messages, actually, in Jungle Book, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bare Necessities, that's kind of the model for, you know, Hakuna Matata and everything came later. But that's the, we're going to teach you a little bit about how to live.
And speaking of, I mean, Circle of Life by Elton John is a really great song.
That's a great song.
It's a beautiful song.
That was a number one seed, so it ran all over out there from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Good enough song.
Good song.
The final score was 140-19 in favor of Circle of Life.
I would say A Whole New World is a great song from
that's
Aladdin.
That's a good one. Speaking of Jungle Book, Bare Necessities is in a matchup right now, as I record this, against Reflection from Mulan.
Oh.
It's 91-50, Bare Necessities.
I'd have to really dig into that because there's probably more. I will say one of the best of all time is because I know almost every word, because one of the cutest things ever in life, Sean, that you need to experience one day is – holding your little daughter and dancing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean holding a baby, a little girl, and singing Sleeping Beauty's Once Upon a Dream to her.
Oh, that's nice.
That is a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's a really good song.
Not in the tournament.
That's crazy. You didn't do enough research, Sean.
I don't. Yeah. If by research
is there any Cinderella songs
in there? Research you mean I don't have a child, that is correct.
Well,
Cinderella songs, yeah.
I'm going to have to tell you, that song should be in there.
A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes is in there.
Once Upon a Dream is better than that.
From Cinderella. And
Once Upon a Dream I would put in the top five.
Really?
Yes,
how about
absolutely.
That?
I think you should listen to it. It's actually beautiful.
Well, here, tell me your vote right now. A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes from Cinderella is currently going up against You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
Oof.
That's a tough one. I think that's a 4 and a 5 seed, so they're evenly matched.
I'd give the edge to Toy Story just because it's such a modern movie with a great, great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like it because they said, no character sings this, so it doesn't count. So it's background music.
You know what? That's a great point. That's a great criteria.
Yeah.
That's
and
a great
that one's
point.
Close. Hey.
Wait.
What?
Toy Story's not a Disney movie, really. It's a Pixar movie.
I didn't put Pixar in at first, and then people kept calling for it, so I gave
but
in.
Pixar movies aren't musicals.
Usually not. The only Pixar songs I put in were You Got a Friend in Me and Remember Me from Coco.
I think you messed up.
Yeah, well, I had to. I'm doing what I want. I'm putting dozens of hours of work into Disney song tournament just to amuse my friends.
I know. No, it's great.
I cut out the big controversy is that I said no live action movies and no live action slash animated.
Enchanted has a great soundtrack.
I know, and people are mad about Mary Poppins. They think Mary Poppins could go deep in the tournament. And I was like, no, we got to have some rules. We got to have some restrictions.
I think the rules would be musical Disney movies.
Well, you want to do it?
No.
Then I get to call the shots. Friend me on Facebook, everybody.
Now I'm going to, weirdly enough, I'm going to be just text messaging you Disney songs.
Yeah.
For the next 2 days. I'm like,
this is
John, what about this one?
This is my life. I just wanted to prove that I'm right. And now this is my whole life.
How did we almost go 40 minutes?
I don't know. Tomb Raider sucks.
Three.
I give it a 3.
I'll give it a
kind 4.
4.
All right.
Because I'm a dad. And she was looking for her dad.
That's nice.